Today's shiur is Masechet Baba Metzia, Daf Tzadik Gimel. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Gimel, Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah, the second wide line. It says the Mishnah, Kaitzutz Adam Aydei Atzmai. A employee is allowed to make the following stipulation, that even though, as we've been learning extensively in our shiurim, he's entitled to eat the fruit, the produce, as he's working in the field, he makes a stipulation that he foregoes that right. And the halacha is he can make that stipulation not only for himself, but he could also make that stipulation on behalf of his adult children. His adult avodim kananim. For his wife. They all have the ability to understand what he said and accept what he said. But he cannot make such a stipulation on behalf of his children who are ktanim, not for his avodim knanim who are still ktanim, not for his animal. So the Mishnah is teaching us, explains the Kosh Yeshuas, that we don't look at a person like we look at an animal. An animal, there's a din of loisachsim, as we've been learning, that one may not muzzle his animal. And included in the halacha, that one may not muzzle his animal, is that it doesn't make a difference what the circumstances are. One may not muzzle his animal. But when we speak about a person, even though, as we've been learning extensively in our shiurim, that people are entitled to eat, but it's not the same as loisachsim. And therefore, as far as that halach is concerned, if there's a stipulation agreed upon by both party, then the halach is that it wouldn't work. And I saw that the Ritva points out that even though the Mishnah just said that by all of those with such a stipulation is not acceptable, that's going only regarding his children. His children are people that he can make stipulations about. And the Mishnah differentiates between adults and not adults. But when we speak about behemah, it's not because they're adult or not adult. The issue of behemah, explains the Ritva, is because there's a gzeiras hakosif of loisachsim, that you're not allowed to muzzle an animal when it's working in the field, and there's nothing that could be done that could change that halakha. Somebody hires employees. As we explained in our previous year, Torah Kedusha says that all fruits that grow the first 3 years are arla. The halach of arla is that one may not eat arla, one has to be destroyed. After the first 3 years, when the fruits are not arla, when they're not arla, the fourth year is the netarvai. And the halacha of netarvai is very similar to the halacha of maisesheni. You have to take the fruit that grows in the fourth year to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim, or redeem it and take the money to Yerushalayim, and that money will be used to buy food. So it teaches us the Mishnah, if one hires workers and the produce that they're working on is not a revai, the halach is layoichla, they may not eat, because anything that may not be eaten, even though there's a halacha that you're allowed to, you have to give the work to eat, obviously not something which may not be eaten. However, teaches us the Mishnah, imlo hidion, if the employer did not notify the employees that this was not, that the produce that he's going to be working with is not the revai, and therefore he assumed, as we discussed this in the previous year, that he's going to have the opportunity to eat from the fruit that he's working with. And then it turns out that it's not the revai. So what the owner is supposed to do is be poida, is redeem them, and then machilam, he'll be able to eat it. The sparsu igulov, they had pressed the figs together. Nespatchu chavyosov, or the wine that would have been put into the wine barrel opened up. The halacha is harei lo yachlu, because once the figs were pressed together, or once the wine was put into the barrel, so then it's gemar malacha, and then it's chai b'maiser. And once it's chai b'maiser, the halacha is the worker may not eat it. What happens in lo hadiyon if they had not notified the workers that this was the situation? The halacha is maiser. The owner has to take off maiser so that it should be allowed to be eaten, or mechilon, and then they'll be able to eat from that fruit. Shemrei peiris, people who were hired to watch the fruit, oichlem mehilchus medina. The reason they're allowed to eat from the fruit is because that became the minig hamakim, and something which is the minig hamakim we follow. But says the Mishnah, this that they eat is because of the minig hamakim of loyman atayr, not that midoy rice they are entitled to eat. Says the Mishnah, shemrei peiris. When we speak about the shemrei peiris, Omer Rav Loi Shanu, what does that mean? Ele Shemrei Ganes Abedisin. People who were hired to watch fields, Av Shemrei Gitos, somebody was hired to watch the wine in the wine pit, Varimis, somebody was hired to watch bundles of grain, they, Oichel Menatayra, they, he says, are entitled to eat Medaraisa. Why? Because Rav is of the opinion that Meshamer, somebody who's watching something, is Kaisa Masadami. So just like the halacha is that somebody who would be working with these produce at this point would be entitled to eat, so too, the Rav says, these people who are just watching but not actually working with the fruit are considered the same. The Shmuel Amar, the Shmuel says that, so in other words, what Rav is saying, that the minig hamedina that was discussed in our Mishnah is only by Shomer Ganes Badesim, because the other Shomerim are entitled to eat Midaraisa. The Shmuel Amar, but Shmuel disagrees, and he says, Lo Shanu El Shomer Gitas Varemus. When our Mishnah said that the Shomerim, the watchmen, are entitled to eat, it's only people who are watching the wine press or watching the bundles. Aval Shomer Ganes Badesim, people who are watching a field, they're not allowed to eat under any circumstances, because Kesavr Shmuel's of the opinion that Misham Alav Kaisa Masadami, somebody who's watching, is not considered as if he's actually working. So by that Gitis Varimais, since somebody who's actually working with the bundles, somebody who's actually working with the wine, is entitled to eat Midaraisa. So the Rabbana went and extended the machmas minig, the shomer, because of the minig, the shomer may also eat. But ganes upadesin, there, even somebody who's working on those property, the halach is, they don't eat midaraisa. The reason they don't eat midaraisa is because it's mechubur, it's produce that's still connected to the ground, the loy nigmar malachtan, it hasn't been completed. So there, the worker is not entitled to eat. So since the worker is not entitled to eat, so the shomer is also not entitled to eat. So to summarize the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel regarding a shomer, what's going to be halacha is somebody's working on a property when it's mechubel karka, when it's not gemar malacha, which means ganes upadesin. Their halacha is, according to Rav, he'll eat mehilchus medina, and according to Shmuel, he won't. And somebody who's watching something which is detached from the ground before it's nigmar malachtoi, to be chayiv and meiser, Rav says he eats midaraisa, and Shmuel says he only, because according to Rav, shomer is kaisa masa, the shomer is equivalent to somebody who's actually working, and according to Shmuel, he only eats because of minig medina. Masav Rav Achab Rav Huna. So Gemara asks on the opinion of Shmuel. Masav Achab Rav Huna, the Braisa says, the halacha is that whoever is involved in the preparation of the Parah Aduma, he and whatever he's wearing become tamei. Whether it's a clothing that he's wearing or whether it's clothing that he's holding on to while he's working with the Parah Aduma. He has to, after he becomes tamei, he has to go to the mikvah, and he has to wait for Harav Shemesh. The says says the Braisa, that we're speaking that this person who is Mishama the Paraduma, the halacha is that the Paraduma, you have to constantly pay attention, Hesach, to protect it, that it shouldn't be used, it shouldn't be worked with, and it could stay in its pristine state. And the Torah and the halacha is, as the Mishnayos and the Masechta the Parah teach us extensively, that Hesach Hadas, if you don't have that constant attention, it disqualifies the Parah Aduma. So says the Braisa, Mishamas HaParah, somebody who's watching the Parah Aduma, Netam Begodim, his Begodim also become Tamei. But ask the Gemara to Shmuel, if you just finished saying that Mishamar is not considered like somebody who's actually doing something, is the question, am I metama begodim? He didn't do anything. And only somebody who works with the paraduma do his clothing become tamei. Why is that the halacha over here? Amar Rav Barafuna says the Gemara, the reason why Shmuel will agree that Mishamar is a par is metama begodim is because we're concerned while he's watching it, he may actually move it. And since once he moves it, then he's actually working with the Paraduma. And since he's doing something, since we have to be concerned that may happen, that's why Chazal made Gzaira that his clothing become Tamei. Ask the Gemara another question on Shmuel. Masiv Rav Kahana. The Braisa teaches us, somebody who is watching four or five cucumber fields. Each field belongs to a different individual. The halacha is, so as we're learning, he's allowed to eat, but he can't eat all from one person. Why should one of the owners of the field be more responsible than all the rest? So the halacha is, he shouldn't eat from just from one field. For every field, he eats proportionally to the amount, to the size of the field, to the amount that he works, he's doing. But ask the Gemara, but if Shmuel just taught us that somebody is just a shomer, it's not considered as if he's doing anything. So the question is, why is he entitled to eat altogether? Answers the Gemara, Shmuel agrees what we learned in the Mishnah, that under certain circumstances, there's a minig medina that the shomer is entitled to eat. Shmuel said that something that's detached from the ground, the shomer is allowed to eat. That's, says the Gemara, what Shmuel will say that Bryce is speaking about. But ask the Gemara, how could you say that that's what the Bryce means? A kurin, if they're detached from the ground, so they're chayiv a meiser. And as we keep on repeating in our shiurim, once they're chayiv in meiser, then nobody's allowed to eat. Answers the Gemara, as we also learned previously, that the cucumbers are not chayiv in meiser until the blossom that's on the top of the cucumber falls off. And here it's referring to a situation, shaloi nitel pikashlem, that hasn't fallen off yet. But now, after the Gemara has successfully been able to answer all the questions we have on Shmuel, so now the Gemara actually brings a proof that Shmuel is correct. Amar Rav Ashi, Kavasei, the Shmuel Mestabra. The Tanan, the Mishnah that Pei Zayin on the base taught us, Ve'ela Sha'ich Lemen HaTayra. These are the workers who are entitled to eat Midaraisa. Ha'isa B'mchubel Karka, somebody who works with something that's attached to the ground, B'shas G'ma Malocha, when it's being collected, ubetalush, and somebody who works with something that detached from the ground when it's not nigrum malachdain. So Rav Ashi says, the Mishnah says, Ve'elo oichem in a Torah, says the Rav Ashi, isn't that mean, b'chalal, the ikad deloy ochel, that there are people that are not entitled to eat midaraisa amalachs medina, that the people that are working with this produce that we just identified, the midaraisa, they're not entitled to eat, but Hilchos Matina gives them the right to eat. What does that speak about? That's speaking about people who are working with Mechubel Karka, but it didn't have Gemar Melocha, or Tolush, even when it was Gemar Melocha, but they're working with something that doesn't ground from the ground. So now continues the Mishnah, Eima Sefer, Ve'ela Shein Oichlin. And these are the people that are not entitled to eat. Somebody works with something in the ground when it's not Gemar Malacha, or something that's detached from the ground after it was Gemar Malacha, or something that doesn't grow from the earth. Mai asked the Gemara, what did the Mishnah mean to teach us Eina Oichlin? Does it mean Elaim Shein Oichlin in Atayra El Melchus Medina? Is it coming to tell us that these individuals that were just identified in the Sefer may not eat, aren't entitled to eat Midaraisa, but eat Mehilchus Medina, Hen Reisha. So that's already something we're able to establish learning the Reisha. So what will we need the Sefer for? El Lav, Ein Oichel Loim Na Tarev Loim Mehilchus Medina. The Mishnah is coming to teach us that there are certain individuals that are not entitled to eat at all. Mind you, who are those individuals? Somebody who worked with Chubal Karka when it's not yet Gemar Malacha. And if so we see from here that somebody who's working on the ground is just not Gemar Malacha, is not entitled to eat. Says Shmuel, obviously, the Koshkin Shomer Ganes Medesa, that they're not even working with the fruit itself. They're just Shomerim, they're not entitled to eat, which is exactly what Shmuel said. Not like Rav said, that Shomrim are sometimes entitled to eat. The Mishnah now begins to discuss the halacha of Shomrim. Abba Shomrim Hain, there are four Shomrim that the Torah speaks about. Shomer Chinam, someone who doesn't get paid, Hashoyel, somebody who borrows. Nois is Socher, is somebody who gets paid to watch. Vasoicher is somebody who leases, rents the object. Shomer Chinam Nishba'al Kol. The Torah says that a Shomer Chinam is never chayiv to pay. All that he has to swear is that there was three shvuos, as we learned earlier, that he wasn't posheya, that he wasn't negligent, because the halach is if he's negligent, he would have to pay. Number two, that this object that he says that he was watching, he no longer has. Shloi Shalach Bayar, and he didn't use it for his own use. Hashoyel, on the other hand, somebody who borrows something, Mishalm Sakol, always has to pay. Hashoyel is chayiv, even for Einzim. The nice Sachar v'Asachar, somebody gets paid, or somebody leases, Nishbon, they swear, Al-Shvur, if the animal got hurt, Al-Shvur, if it got kidnapped, Al-Mesa, or if it died, all of these are considered Einus. So they're chayiv for they're potter for einsim, and mishalmas avedim for gneva, but they're chayiv for gneva avedim. Ask the Gemara, man tana arba shomrim, who is the tana that taught us that there are four shomrim? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua Ramehi. It represents the opinion of Rameya. Says the Gemara, why would we say it represents the opinion of Rameya only? Amalei Ravel Rav Nachman, Miyik Adelesle Abba Shomrim, is there any opinion that holds that there aren't Abba Shomrim? Everybody agrees that there are Abba Shomrim. We can maybe have a disagreement what the halacha is, as we're going to learn about a soicher, about a renter, but there is no question that there are Abba Shomrim. Amalei, so Rav Nachman says to Ravel Hachakamina, look, this is what I meant to say. Man Tana, who is the Tana that says the Soicher, that we treat a renter to Nice Socher, like a Shema Socher, says the Gemara, Rameyahi represents the opinion of Rameya. Says the Gemara, for Rameya, if Cheshemin Alei, ask the Gemara, how could you say that a Soicher, according to Rameya, is like a Nasa Socher? Doesn't the Brisa say just the opposite? The Tanya, Soicher Ketzim Mishalem, what is the Aloch of a Soicher? Rameya Oimer, he's treated like a Shem Mechinam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kishem Esachar. So how can we say Rameya holds, Rameya is the Tana of our Mishnah, that treats a Soicher like a Shem Esachar, where the Braisa says just the opposite. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Avua Ifchiktani. Rabbi Avua has a different version of the Braisa, and in his version of the Braisa, Rameya holds that a Soicher is like a Shem Esachar, and so Yehuda who holds that a Soicher is like a Shem Echinam. But ask the Gemara, Yehachi, Shloshin and Abba, why Do we say that four? Shloshenenu. Because no matter how we learn it, the Seicher is either like the Shem Sacher or like the Shem Chinam. So all the Rishonim point out that the question that the Gemara is now asking is nothing to do with what we just, till now we discussed. The question is that the Mishnah says there are four Shemrim, but now we're learning that there are really three, because either the Seicher is like the Shem Chinam or like the Shem Sacher. So the Ihachi means if so. This question is independent of the previous question, a previous discussion. And in fact, Rashi in Masechta Shavuos says that the word Ihachi should be removed. So, and now the question is, why are we saying that there are four? There are really three, answers the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Abba Shomrim, there are indeed four individuals who are Shomrim, but the Neyem, their Halachas, are Shloisha, because one of the, two of them have the same Halacha. Says the Gemara, who ride Avaka Raya Chayvasa. There was a shepherd who was getting paid to take care of the animals, Aguda de Narpapa, on the beach of Narpapa. Sar Chad Benayiv Nafaliyama. One of the animals slipped and fell into the water. Osla Kameh the Rabba. The animal, the owner of the animal came to Rabba, or Patre, and said that the shepherd is not responsible. Omar, because Rabba said, why do I say so? May have a little mevid. What should have this individual have done? Hanatar Kedanatri Inchi. He watched it the way people normally watch things. And since he did the proper type of watching, it cannot be held responsible. Amar Abaya, so Abaya asks Rabba, Elamata, according to you, that you're saying now, this is the way to learn the Gemara, you're saying now that a Shomer Sacher is not obligated to take extra care, special care, of what he's being paid to watch. So what's going to be Halacha? If somebody left the animals and he went home when people usually go home, Hachinami the Potter, are you going to say Potter? And what is Abaya's question? So as I said, the Rishonim explain that the Abaya's question is that since the Shomer Sacher is getting paid to watch, just watching and not giving special care is not adequate. The way I saw some Rishonim explain it is what he actually means to say is that when the Torah says that a Shomer Sacher, as we learned in our Mishnah, when the Torah says that a Shomer Sacher is potter, what the Torah actually means to say is that he's potter and einsim, but anything that isn't an einus, anything that's above an einus, he's chayiv, because he's getting paid. And since he's getting paid, there's a responsibility to do a better job. Amalei, but Rava says, no, in. I actually hold that he would be potter in that case. So asks Abaya, so what about Gona Portna B'Idna the Gona Inchi? What happens if he goes to sleep when people are sleeping? Hachnami the Potter, will you hold that he's Potter? Amalei in. So he said, yes, I hold that he would be Potter in such a situation. I would hold that he would be Potter in such a situation as well. And as I said, that Tosfos says that Abaya is of the opinion that a Shomer Sacher is responsible is much more responsible. What happens according to Tosfos if a Shomer Sacher falls asleep? So Tosfos says he won't be held accountable for anything that happens because he fell asleep, because then he's going to be considered an oinus. The Rashba disagrees, and the Rashba says that the Torah exempts a Shomer Sacher only from something which is totally unavoidable. Like the Mishnah said, which is based on the Pasuk in the Torah, Nishba or Mesa, captured or death. Anything else will be considered like the Neva of Aveda, says the Rashba, and the Shomer Sacher will be Chayiv. The Ramah discusses a case in which a fire broke out in a Shomer Sacher's house, and the Shomer was unable to rescue the Pekadim that he was watching because he was trying to save his own belongings. Says the Ramah, based on this Reshba, that he would be Chayiv because it's not, this is not considered an onus, because since he could have saved the Pekadim, he chose that instead of saving the Pekadim, he's going to save his own object first. And therefore, since he took that choice, says the Ramah, that is not considered an oinus. That's, as Abai has been saying, that's the same as a Geneva Aveda. And since it's the same as Geneva Aveda, that's why he's going to be Potter. And this entire discussion, that if somebody falls asleep, what would be the halacha? There's the Sefer Mishpatei Torah discusses a situation where somebody rented a car and he was driving and he fell asleep at the wheel. And the question is that considered an oinus? So he says that if he went to sleep, if he started driving, and when he started driving, he didn't feel tired at all, and all of a sudden, he just fell asleep, he says that it would be considered an oinus. And even if he would do damage to another car, it would be considered perhaps that he shouldn't be chayiv. However, if it was a situation that he caused that he should be tired, let's say he drank an alcoholic beverage before he began driving, or he hasn't slept for a while, and or he felt tired and he didn't pull over the road, in all of those cases, he says nobody could consider that an oinus, and the halacha would be that he would not, then the halacha would be that if, of course, any damage that he did, he would be chayiv. And therefore, he says that if somebody hurt somebody doing this, that he would be considered a psheya, because he should not have driven under such circumstances. Esvei asked the Gemara, Ela Einzim Shoshay Mesachar Potter Leim. These are Einzim for which Shoshay Mesachar is Potter. Gagoyim, as the Pasuk says, the Pasuk speaks about Eov. And Eov, we know, was a person who suffered terrible loss. And the people said, the Pasuk says, V'tipa Shvo V'tikchem V'sanara Hakel Lefei Charev, that if they were all killed. That's the only case that is considered a Shomer. Is considered an Oinus. So Rava says that Shomer Soch is Potter, and here it says that only this very extreme case is Potter. Amlei Hasam, there it's different. B'chazne Masa. If somebody was hired to be the person to be the watchman, so he doesn't have the same excuse. He doesn't have the same excuse as everybody else. So the Rajbo asks, why doesn't Rabbi explain that Bryce is speaking about not Dafka, as we just said, the special watchman, but we're talking about in the time, as Rabbi said, if it's the time that he goes to sleep. Because so the Rajbo says that's what the Gemara says. A person is hired to be a watchman is not supposed to be going to sleep. And therefore, since he's not supposed to be going to sleep, that's why he's going to be held responsible. Eisrei, so the Gemara asks another question, Rabbi. The Braisa says, Amosei Shoy Masachar Chayv Lishmar. To what degree is the Shoy Masachar held responsible? At Kedei, the same that the Torah says by Yaakov Avinu, that Yaakov Avinu, when he was watching Lavan's sheep, Hayisa B'yoyim Achlani Charev, and then Lavan, the Pasuk says, did not treat Yaakov right. And Yaakov says to Lavan, I worked for you in such a dedicated manner. Hayisa b'yom achlani charev. By day, I was out in the heat, the kerek belayla, and at night, I was out in the cold. So we see, isn't this a proof that a Shoy Masachar has a very high level of responsibility? Amalei hasam nami kechaz namasa. He was hired to be a god. Amalei, so Bayis says, Otto Yaakov, vina chazam masava. He wasn't a god. He worked with love and sign, but he wasn't a god. Answers the Gemara, Domalei, the case, what happened between Lavan and Yaakov was that Lavan stipulated to Yaakov, Domalei Lavan, Natuchla Natusi Yisartik Chazani Masa. Yaakov said to Lavan that maybe I wasn't hired for that position, but I took on that position, and that's why I did this. So I saw that the Mefarshim ask, how do we learn from this pasuk of Yaakov Avinu? How can we, this pasuk of Yaakov Avinu and Lavan obviously took place before Matan Torah, and we don't learn halacha from what happened before Matan Torah. So how could the Gemara have attempted to use this pasuk to teach us this halacha? So I saw that the Mefarshim say that indeed halacha, what the halacha is, we don't learn from what happened before Matan Torah. But here we're not speaking about halacha. Here we're talking about behavior. And Yaakov Avinu was telling Lavan, learn how I behaved. I behaved in such a way that I was totally devoted to you. And that's why I deserve, that's why, since I behaved in a way that it was totally devoted to you, that's how a worker should always be to his employer. Eisvei, so the Braisa says, by asked to Rava, the Braisa says, Roy Shai Roy, if you have a shepherd who's working with the animal, the Nich Edra Baliir, he left the animals and came into the city, or Bazav a Tariff, and a fax came and attacked the animal, or Bari Vitaras, and I saw that the Rashi points out what's the difference between why by a fax does it say Taraf and by a line does it say Doras? Because a fax takes what it eats away from the place where it attacked it. A Doras tramples it and takes it away. A Taraf, it rips it and takes it away. Whereas Dari, who's not scared, on the spot, the Doras, it devours what it eats. Says the Gemara, Ein Oimrim, Ilo Hayisham Hayimatzel. We don't say that if he would have been there, he could have protected them. Elohim Demesai. We have to make this following evaluation. Im Yachal Hatzel, if he could have saved it, Chayiv, Memla Potter, my love, isn't it in a time, the old but in the Dailinchi, he went in a time where people go in. And still, he's held responsible. Rabbi said, if you go in when everybody else goes in, you're not going to be held responsible. Says Loi, the Abba Idna de Loi Ailinchi. He went in a time where people don't normally go in. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the case, Amai Potter, why should he be Potter? Even though at the end there was an animal that he couldn't fend off, but it was Tchilas of Shia, of a Seif of Inus. He started with a Shia by going in at such a time. Says the Gemara, what happened is, Shama kol ayavol. He heard lions approaching, and that's why he went into the city. Ask the Marihachi, I'm the Masai. What's there to evaluate? My avala mevid. Says the Gemara, Shahayla lakadim b'aroyim memaklis. He should have brought other people and weapons to chase off the animal. Says the Gemara, if that's what he could have done, Yachi, my Yerushalayim Sachar. Why is this being spoken by Hashem Asacha? Afil Hashem Echinam Nami. Hashem Echinam, also, if he could do something to protect what he's watching, is obligated to do so. The Marhu Da'am, Hashem Echinam Shailoi Lekan Barayim Maklis. If Hashem Echinam could have protected what he was watching, V'loi Kideim, he's Chayiv. Answers the Gemara, Hashem Echinam indeed has to do whatever he can to protect what he's watching. But he's only obligated to do it B'chinam. He's not obligated to spend any money on it because he is not getting paid. Shemes Sachar has to even spend money to protect. Ask the Gemara at Kama, how much does he have to spend to protect what he's watching? At Kedei Demeim, equal in value to what he's watching. Says the Gemara, V'hech Metzinu, but ask the Gemara, since the Shoyim Sachar. Hence, we're talking about a case that the Shoyim Sachar himself cannot protect it. Now we're saying that he has to spend money to protect it. Why is this not considered an oinus? And if it's considered an oinus, the shemesach ought to be potter. Says the Gemara, it's not considered that he's taking money out of his pocket, because whatever he spends, he's going to get reimbursed from the owner of the animal. Says the Gemara, that if the owner is going to have to reimburse him, what is he going to benefit? He could just buy another animal. Answers the Gemara, Nafkamina Kusha de Chaisa. He wants his animal to save because he knows these animals, and he'd rather spend his money on saving these animals than use the money to buy new animals that he doesn't know what type of animals they'll be. Inami Laterchi Yisera. Buying an animal, it takes time and effort. This animal he already has. Says the Gemara, Rav Chisda v'Rabba v'Rafuna, L'Sfir L'Hod Rabba. They don't agree that as long as you do what you're supposed to do, you're potter. Dama, they say that, and this is the basis of what Abaye says, that what is said to Shai Masacha, L'Hoch Yehavloch Agri, you're getting paid, L'Turla Yisturis Yisarta, to do more than just a Shai Mechinam. And therefore, since you are being paid for your work, the halacha is you have to be extra careful, and you don't have an excuse that you fell asleep or you left the animals. Part of being paid brings that type of responsibility. Says the Gemara, Ba'ada Suvlo. Ba'ada was an individual who used to be a porter, used to schlep packages. Have a kamava chaisa agam de narish. He was bringing camels over the bridge of the city Narish. And one animal pushed the other animal, the Shadis B'maya, into the water. Also Kamed Rapapa, and they came to Rapapa, the Chayv and Rapapa said that he has to pay for the animal that was thrown over. Amalei might have a little mevid. So he said, Barada said to Rapapa, what did I do? What could have I done differently? Amalei, you should have passed the animals one at a time. Amma lay, so Barada asked, Yodata Beber Cheskech, do you know your nephew, the Matzil Mevachada Chada? Do you know anybody that takes animals that way, one animal at a time over the bridge? Amalei, the puppet says, Kva Tzoch Kameh Dekamoch, the previous Royim also had such situations and made this claim. They were ignored. And the explanation, as we've been saying, is because a Shai Masachar is held to a higher level of accountability. So even though normally animals are not taking one animal over the bridge at a time, a Shai Masachar has that responsibility. Iva after Kitna by Runya. Iva left linen by Runya. Also Shaba, a Ganef, a famous Ganef whose name was Shabu, Shamtimenei, and took the linen away from Runya, the Saif Hukar Ganef, and afterwards the Ganef was discovered, also Kamed Rav Nachman. So Iva and Runya came for the entire by Rav Nachman. Chayvei, Rav Nachman told Runya, you have to pay for the linen, because now that we know who the Ganef is, you will be able to go back to the Ganef and get what you spend. Even though that takes a lot of work, the halacha is, said Rav Nachman, that it's the Shomer who's going to have the bother of bringing the Ganef to the Din Torah. Says the Gemara, Lema, should we say the Pligi to Rav Huna Bar Oven that we spoke about earlier in Amasechta? What about a Shomer Chinam? Does he have the responsibility to have to bring the Ganef to the Torah? The Shalach Rav Baruch Huna, Nignava Ba'Oinus. If animal was stolen, if the Kodim was stolen Ba'Oinus, Vakach Hukra Ganef, and then the Ganef was identified, Rav Im Shem Echinim Hu. If the Shem was a Shem Echinim, Rotza Nishbe could swear, Rotza Ismadin, he takes and brings the Ganef to the Torah. And as we said, the question will be regarding who will get the kefil. And Shemesacha who oisim adin, he goes to the Torah, vein and nishba, and he doesn't swear. So we see from here that a Shem Chinam doesn't have to go to the Torah with the ganef, only Shemesacha does. So Rav Nachman, who said that he had to take the ganef to the Torah, and he was a Shem Chinam, is disagreeing. Answers the Gemara, Amarava Hassam, the story with Rinya, Gav the Permasu, Rabus Gav Kaime. The government official was standing there. The police were standing there. The Rama Kalav also Matsunle. Had he raised his voice, they would have protected him. And therefore, even though he's a Shemechinam, there is an element of Pshia here. Why didn't he raise his voice that the police should come and intervene? And therefore, he's Chayiv. Zev Echad, one fax that enters amongst the animals, Eina Einus, because the Shomer could fend them off. And as the Rishonim point out, even though it's not considered an Einus, it's not considered a Pshia. And the Aloch would be that only a Shomer Socher or a Socher would be Chayiv to pay. A Shomer Chinam, this is not considered a Pshia. And since it's not considered a Pshia, he would not be Chayiv to pay. Shnei Zayivim, if two faxes enter, Oynis, that's considered Oynis. Rehuda says, B'shas Mishlachas Zayivim, in a time where there's an epidemic of Zayivim, Av Zev Echer Oynis, then even one fax is a Oynis. Shnei Klovim, two dogs, says the Mishnah, Eina Oynis. Yudu Abavli, Oymer Mishrameya, Meruach Achas, if the dogs are coming from one direction, even though it's two dogs, then the halach is ein oinus. It's not considered an oinus. However, if they're coming from many directions, so he has no way of protecting himself, and that's why it's going to be oinus. That's the second pshat, the posh pshat. If they're coming from many directions, what is he to do? Rabbi Yonatan ben Hillel has a different explanation. He says, if you see that they're coming from all sorts of directions, then it's a proof that the dogs are not scared. And if it's a proof that the dogs are not scared, then you're considered an oinish. An oinish. List him, if a bandit, hareza oinish. Hariva doiva nomar vabadlis, a lion and a bear, a fax, a lion and a bear and a cougar, vanochs and a slake, hare el oinish. Amosai, when is it considered an oinus? B'zman shabam malayim. Avol halichem l'maku gedud chayiv listim. If he took him to a place that's dangerous, then he's not considered an oinus. Meisik adarka, if the animal died a natural death, hareza oinus. Sikfa, if the animal was tortured, he didn't give it, the shomer did not give it to eat, or he put it out in the sun, or he put it out in the cold, and then it dies, ein oinus. Also, Rosh Tzukim, if the animal was taken to the top of a cliff, the nafla and it falls down, hareza oisa. If the animal went on its own to the top of the cliff and fell down, it's an oinus. However, if the shomer took it up to the top of a cliff, amhelel Rosh Tzukim, if the shomer took it up to the top of a cliff, the nafla mesa and it dies, then it's not an oinus. Ask the Gemara, and the Mishnah said that one fax is not an oinus. Vatanya the Brisa says, Zev Echad Oinus, answers the Gemara, Amram Nachma Yitzchak, he b'shlash m'shlachas zevim. It's talking about a time where there's an epidemic, that many faxes coming, and it's also following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that when you have a m'shlachas zevim, it's always an oinus. Halistin hareza oinus. Amai, but ask the Gemara, why is a listin considered oinus? Luki Gavra, Ladi Gavra, why don't you stand up to fend off the listin? Answers the Gemara, Amarav Alistam Mazuyan, the Mishnah speaking about an armed bandit. Nobody's expected to stand up to an armed bandit. Ibailu, Listam Mazuyan, Varoy Mazuyan. What's going to be the halacha if the Listan is armed and the Roy is and the shepherd is armed? Mao, Miamin Uki Gavra Lahad Gavra. Should he now stand up to the Listan? Idilma Haimas and Nafshe. The Listen is ready to give up his life. The Listen doesn't care. The fact that he does what he's doing is the biggest proof that he has very little, he doesn't take his life seriously. V'hai, the roya is not that type of person. Loy masa nafshe. Mistabra, so the Gemara makes sense that the approach should be high masa nafshe. The list of mezuyin is much more dangerous and ready to give up his life. V'hai loy masa nafshe. Amalei abay l'rova ashkche roya. If the roya met the listin, and because he doesn't want the listin to start up with him, he exaggerates and he says, he says to him, Ganya Sarya, you low person, you person that's a listin, but Duchta Planya Sivim, I'm in this place, Pakach Gavri Ikubadon, and I have all these people with me, Kach Vakach. We have all these dogs with me. Kafakar Zuksa Psikalon. I have this many slingshots with me. Vazel, and therefore he said this to scare him off. Vazel Vashakum in Emai, and not a listen intact. Amalei. So he said, this is the considered that Halichal Makum do the Chayvalistan. The Mishnah said if you took him to a place of Chayvalistan, if you took the animal to a place where they are, you will be held responsible. By pointing out to the listen where your animals are, and as the Rishonim all point out, even though you meant well because you thought you're going to be chasing them away, still don't talk to them and you'll be held responsible. But the Tzai says, consistent with what we've been learning throughout our Shia today, says the Tzai that this halacha that you'll be responsible for having spoken to the list of mezuyin, in that way is only if you're a shomer sachar. But says the tzais, if you're a shomer chinam, you would not be held responsible. And the tzais explains why, very much in line what we've been learning in our shir. A shomer sachar is held to a much higher level standard than a shomer chinam. So a shomer chinam, who meant well with what he said, will not be chayiv. A shomer sachar has to be especially careful what he says and doesn't say, and therefore he shouldn't have said anything to the listener, and if he does, he will be held responsible.